Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Keeping your head up.
Ooh, child, they
coming up as a in a cash game, living in a fast lane. I'm a real.
Oh, I broke and your soul paid.
Oh yeah, that's something about you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that dude, Mr. New York, J. Rob, the wise son, John Robinson, to my brother.
Van Meadows, what's happening, bruh? It's good to be sitting in the cold pilot seat with you once again for a very dope version of poetry that you and me always call the Get There. How are you, brother? How are you?
Man, I am phenomenal. This is the first Get Down of 2022. And I'm looking forward
to it. This is going to be one real special year, bro.
Absolutely. I'm so
we
excited.
Put all that stuff in the back. 2021 has its challenges. We've been through stuff. But hey, man, we're looking forward to 2022. And today is the first of many Thursday nights yet to come for the Get Down. And I'm so hyped to be sitting in the co-pilot seat next to you again, man.
Amen. Likewise.
I just hope it resonates with everybody, man.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. But think about it. Think about it like this. We got 52 weeks in a year, right? 52 weeks, right? This is number one of 52. Number one of 52. Wow. Wow.
Let the countdown begin, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
I got mine. They got to get theirs, baby.
Hey, listen. You should so happen to be listening online. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. Because you're not going to want to miss this. You're not going to want to miss this. J-Rob the Wise Son, my brother, if you would be kind, would you please introduce the poets, the listening audience, into tonight's show?
My pleasure, man. Hey, listen, everybody and everyone within the sound of my voice, I want you to pretend that you got a talent. You bring your talent to the Apollo Theater. So tonight on the Get Down, tonight is your night to shine. We want you to get up on that Apollo stage. Rub the tree of hope and spit that poetry in the spirit of jazz. Now, it don't have to be about New York. It's all about the art form. But we're using jazz as a background because Van and I are about to take y'all on a journey. If y'all familiar with the Chitlin' Circuit, that's what we finna do poetically speaking. We're going to start in New York with the spirit of jazz. Travel down the Chitlin Circuit, down I-95, and stop off at Philly because the CEO happens to be from Philly. Then we're going to travel a little further down the Chitlin Circuit and hit that real famous city called Baltimore, where Van Meadows happens to be born and raised. And then all three of us are going to take you further down into the Mississippi Delta, into the Gulf Coast, and hit that New Orleans jazz. But tonight, we're going to start with the spirit of Harlem and some of that jazz poetry that I hope you love so much. And we can't wait to hear what you have brought to the table. I am amped. Van Meadows, what say you?
Man, I am as equally as amped. And just to just to make sure that we got the mood right. This is what we were hearing in the background all night.
Come on.
So listen. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. That music is to really put you in the mood to really see just how smooth it's about to get here in the get down.
We're about to take you all on a journey.
We're about to take you on a jazz trip. Right here in Harlem. Right here at the Apollo Theater. And the spotlight tonight is on you.
You. But hey, Van, before we turn the spotlight on anybody, brother, I need you to do me a favor.
Yes, sir, my brother. What's that?
Because, see, the Apollo is real special to me. So I'm going to need you to step up to that front mic. We're going to put these curtains down. And we got the dark black curtains tonight, so we're going to put the curtains behind you. We're going to turn the house lights down. And we're going to let the laser beam hit you. Brother, if you are ready and prepared, please.
Before the light hit me, I got one request. Since you got the dark black curtains behind me, is there any way that I can get that red light? Any way I can get that red light?
But for you? Of course. Let me talk to Vinny up on the stage. Look at me, Vinny. No, over here. That's it. Van needs the red light. The red light. Okay, I got you. To the left. There you go. Right there. Don't move. There you go. Hey, Van.
Yeah, bro.
I think Vinny done took care of that for you, brother. So I'm going to step away from this stage and this podium, brother, and I'm going to let you go on ahead, and would you please get on down.
It'd be my pleasure. Apollo Theater, a.k.a. The Get Down, I'd like to give you this piece called Without You. In my poetic repertoire are wasted opportunities where I've completely neglected my duties to win over your heart. All the pages matted together, I try to pull apart the smallest ideals of any existence of hope, that you would indulge me with an ounce of purity I can tie up with a rope. And I keep it so close that my pages of rhymes will stand the test of time, as I search for signs and wonders of a love I've squandered, as I keep dreaming and dreaming of more ways to express what my heart truly wants without leaving the breath of my essence to be blown in the wind. I don't want the cleanliness of my exhale to be mixed with the dirt and smog when you haven't even had the chance to have my aroma fill your nostrils. I'm not searching for cheap thrills. I just want the presence of your everyday to be my new inspiration, especially what you say and when you say, baby, you know I love you, right? And in that moment, the morning dew kisses the leaves as your beauty appears in my sight, and my optic visuals have these hues of colored love in such a way that makes me choose you over and over again. But I'm reminded of my flaws when I reach for your hand and you're not here to reach back. Just before my heart goes into an attack, I know that my ink, my metaphors, my poetry, me as a man, I am nothing without you, woman. I love you. And that's that piece.
As the house lights return to their brightness, and that audience begins to clap because they just witnessed something special, I am to remind you that you said something that struck a nerve with me. I want the presence of your everyday.
Yes, sir.
That is one extremely heavy line. I want to be the presence of your everyday. Sort of like last year, the year before, when I told somebody, I want permission to own your scent in my pheromones.
Yes, yes.
Van, I love this piece. I love this piece. I love this piece. And playing that sentimental move by Duke Ellington in the background, bruh, this is going to be a night to remember. Yo, folks, please stop playing. This is going to be a fantastic night. Get up on this.
Indeed.
Tonight is the night we're not even going to say stretch your pen. We're going to do like what a trumpeter does. When a trumpeter plays a long note, he extends the note. When a drummer's playing, he extends the beat. When a saxophonist is playing, he extends the horn. Ooh, when a floor bass is playing, he extends the bow. And what Van Meadows just did was extend the poem.
Because
I want the presence of your everyday. God damn, that's dynamite.
Thank you, good brother. Thank you, good brother. Now, while you were mulling over what I just gave to the Apollo/Get Down audience, I had them do a switch out of the curtains because I was told, and I've heard, that you have this velvety satin tone when you spit over some jazz. So I got some velvety satin curtains in the background. The spotlight is on you, brother. And it's time for you to go ahead and touch that log and get on down.
Yes, sir. These neighborhoods are a living tapestry of time. And what you are hearing as you walk past neighborhoods of history is more of the musical giggles of girls and boys. Is not noise. It's an unsaid mystery. Because what you're hearing is not noise pollution. What you are hearing are the strums of melodic conversation soaked in African juju oil with such an exquisite vocal dexterity that the outer world seems only to be whispering. Those are not gals. Those are birds chirping to hip-hop verses on bebop tongues that sound like the sweet trumpeted tweet, tweet, tweet. We're DJs, wax scratches merged with funky drummer algorithms, making the ghosts of tap dancers guide and slide as if they were auditioning for a spot in heaven where the Apollo starts. And they are not linguistic strangers. They are actually lovers of language in its current form, where every neighborhood speaks in this day's language with yesterday's origins on the wings of tomorrow's hopes, making today the most important conversation being had. And it is why whenever you are strolling aimlessly to various destinations, to the untrained ear and naked eyes through these city streets, unbeknownst to you, is what you are truly hearing is an avant-garde of music to your ears that sounds like noise to the untrained mind. But if you're walking through Harlem, what you've been listening to all this time is the never-ending story of melodic waves of jazz music in various syncopated styles that sound just like poetry. I love this place.
J. Rob the Wise Son. This piece is very, very ancestral, very ethnic, very urban, very jazzy, very Harlem, bro. And the lines for me was, what you are hearing are the strums of melodic conversations soaked in African juju oil with such an exquisite vocal dexterity that the outer world seems to only be whispering. Bruh.
Mm.
You are dynamic, bro. Dynamic. Amazing.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you so much, man. Thank you
now,
for that.
Thank you, bro. No, thank you, man. Thank you. Now it's time to bring in these poets into the Apollo Get Down Theater.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited, man. Let's bring in the first artist. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage is none other than La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, poetic. Hey, John. At first? Oh, my God. Wow. How y'all doing?
We doing all right.
Grooving tonight. All right. I'm digging it. I'm digging it. For some.
How you doing?
Gentlemen. Y'all caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting to be right. I'm good. I'm sorry.
Listen here. Would you please? Did you touch the log? Did you touch the log?
I rubbed it. I rubbed it.
That's a very famous log. Bill Bojangles Robinson planted that tree on 123rd and 7th Avenue, and it was torn down by developers, but they made sure to keep that tree because that tree said a whole lot, and they brought the tree of hope because it's been there for over 100 years. So they brought the stump of the tree of hope to the Apollo Theater, and everybody got to rub the tree of hope when you step on that stage because, baby, win, lose, or draw. You from Harlem now. Win, lose, or draw. We got to hear you. Tell
now,
about it, man.
Now, La Pearl of Negro, before we let you go out to do your thing, let everybody know where you're from and what you're going to do tonight.
All right, everybody. I'm from Philly. So that's what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a taste of Philadelphia. All right? How about that?
Well, listen. Going out there, the light is on you. And, baby, go ahead and get down.
All right. Thank you. Y'all want to know about Philly, huh? All right, I got a little something for you. The sound of Philadelphia, it runs through my veins, pumping in my blood with every step that I take. Yeah. It's from that city of brotherly love that I'm homegrown and made. And we keep it jazzy with Stanley Clark, Phyllis Hyman, Stan Getz, Henry Grimes, and George Howard. But it isn't just music like Teddy Pendergrass from Howard Melvin and the Blue Notes, Will Smith, Patti LaBelle. Wait a minute, I messed up, y'all. Hold on, let me start over there. Off my place. I'm sorry. All right. The sound of Philadelphia, it runs through my veins, pumping in my blood with every step that I take. Yeah, it's from that city of brotherly love that I'm homegrown and made. We keep it jazzy with Stanley Clark, Phyllis Hyman, Stan Getz, Henry Grimes, and George Howard. But it isn't just music like Teddy Pendergrass from Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Will Smith, Patti LaBelle, Frankie Avalon, John Coltrane, even Hall & Oates. to name a few. It's poetry and spoken word like Walt Whitman, Edgar Allan Poe, Mark Twain, Jill Scott, and even The Roots. And it's that taste of Philly, too, like cheese steaks and pizza and water ice and salt pretzels. Ooh. And a mixture of juniper berries with a blend of orange and lemon peel. That blue coat gin with a twist. What a smooth booze. And let's not forget the places to be with, the sights to see, like Center City, the fountain in Love Park, the giant clothespin, and the steps that Rocky climbed to the Museum of Art. Fat Tuesdays on South Street, Old City and Penn's Landing. Oh yeah, Foulmount Park. You know, Will told you. It's a place called Plateau where everybody goes in the summer, summer, summertime. Man, give me Philly any day. I love my city. Peace. That's that peace.
Ooh, 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 ooh. She came through J Rob to spit that spit. My God.
Listen, man.
My God.
She came through, told us a little story of Philly, and let the entire world be reminded a whole lot of greatness came out of Philadelphia, and the rest of the world took a bow and said, thank you. That's all I'm saying.
She added a little Philly Jones singing at the end. So smooth. So smooth.
Thank you, y'all.
Yeah. Can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
I sure can. Well, on alternating Saturdays, I'm in Poetic Therapy with Stan the Man Phillips. And that's a place where you can calmly relieve from mental stress through healthy conversation and open mic poetry. Monday night, I'm 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. Wednesday night, I'm in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. My topic is up in the air, but I'm sure whatever we come up with, you're going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the love zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right, all right. And I must say, dynamic show you had last night. It was so smooth and nasty at the same time.
Thank you. It was a good show.
Now, get on over there to that Get Down dance floor while the DJ cues up more of this jazz and just grab you something to sip on.
I definitely will.
Yeah, and I'm
going
to need you to prepare yourself to just dance slowly.
Real slow. Real slow.
Oh. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow. So this how we're gonna do tonight, huh, Jay? This how we gonna do.
We may be in a pandemic, but we not panicking, man. Tonight
not
is some smooth stuff, bro.
Real smooth, real smooth. Hey, listen. Speaking of smooth, talk to me. This next artist, man, we haven't heard from him in a while. But I promise you this, he's going to bring some of that smooth flavor of Los Angeles. My West Coast go-go brother, Sincere. What's good with you, bro?
Happy New Year's, gentlemen. Blessings to everybody's family. Glad I made it to the first show in the first first few days into the year, so thank you for having me.
Actually,
man, thank you, brother.
Thank you for coming through, Coach.
You called me out. Hey, anytime a Harlem cat, a brother from up, you call me out, I'm coming. I was raised in Harlem. My family's in the Bronx. I'm bringing it. Come on, let's do it. I love y'all.
I had to ask Coach to come through. And Van, just to let you know, when y'all look at the event page, you're going to see some incredible music. But Coach can relate to that Dizzy Gillespie Cuban jazz theme going on. So I had to make sure I hit him up. He was like, Coach, you got to come through. And thank you, Coach, for bringing it. Bringing it.
No doubt, thank
bringing
you.
It. Happy New Year. Salute to you, King.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I haven't been on the show. Let me apologize. I just wrapped up my movie, my documentary. I'm in post-production. So I've been so caught up in that and grinding that I go on a couple shows, but I'm finished. I'm here.
Hey, man, whenever you can make it, we love to have you. But, hey, we're not going to keep you because me and Van can hog your time because I know you're busy. And we don't get to hear from you a lot because you are busy. But listen, tonight's the first show of the new year. And I don't know about Van, but I'm dying to hear the spirit of Harlem jazz coming from you, brother. And if you don't mind, me and Van want to put the spotlight on you in whatever color you want. And me and Van would like for you to get on down.
We'll never know. Driving back from and off Highway X, pushing pace to grab a plate at Sylvia's Soul Food, hearing from Kenny G, Fats Waitler, Ella Fitzgerald, and Charlie Barnett. This is the name of a few that's echoing through the place I call home. Jazz was her name on a night where the sun and moon carried a kiss, forgetting each tropic storm. Weather's lyrics offering solace inside a house of plentiful. Sometimes I gotta be thankful just to hear that last note. Harlem raised, she will never know me. Money will die a slow death, as with her chairman coins that claims us prisoners whose life depends on another's fairy tale. She went downtown to get that same jazz as uptown. She knew better. We'll never know. Afraid when marriage wasn't from my forthcoming. Short, changed by his body language. Misnomer. How could I have known she was the afternoon during a vacation past, present thriller? You see, I once a mother's words often sparked my innovation to sirens of horns as we laid down under a curve of brimstones. She was talking about what's going to happen. Then I fell down some flight from hell. Not every suitcase is a brown default to letting you fall into her slumber. Ella Fitzgerald. I will never, ever get another passing story line to tell how much I missed that change during the year of snake bells swayed back and forth. I didn't see the river cry as the dragon danced aloft. That's off at 90 State X. I kissed her so I died a thousand sleeplessness. That's what seeing her coming home from work, not knowing that was mystery conjuring dead. Poor society, misunderstanding, she'll never know, then and now, not talking about what's good, with her divine mercy and grace to send me on my way for another's wish. I keep hearing that jazz. We'll never see her cry, share another anniversary of birthday. This is, I'll never make love to her shadow of thyself and myself, although I wish her the best in this life we call time and tomorrow's dreams. We'll never know, as I knew, what a difference a diamond from a powder of a pearl shine under a ruby's glare, or something far from precious than coral red hair. I miss you a thousand sad sleeping nights alone under a fragile hug we call jazz. We'll never know. That's that piece, sincere from Los Angeles.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir, my brother. This piece with this jazz background and the way that you spit that, man, I dug it. I dug it. Whew, J-Rob.
This brother never disappoint. This brother brings an element of poetry that can surprise a whole lot of people. And this brother brings poetry to the stage that a lot of people wasn't anticipating, but I'm glad they heard. And I'm so digging this piece. Sincere, my man.
My brothers, I appreciate you.
We appreciate you, brother. And congratulations on your documentary. I can't wait to get my hands on it, to watch it, whatever way I can see it.
Yes, sir. Please come on and get down and let us talk about it, man.
Oh, absolutely. Well, most definitely. As soon as it's finished, most definitely. Absolutely.
All right, good brother. We're going to send you one over to the Get Down dance floor, man. Continue to enjoy the smooth grooves and stick around for me. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Man. J-Rob, man, you see how this is going, man? Do you see how this is going?
I see the direction, and I'm so hyped. Love it.
I'm loving it too, but look, let's not stop the party there. Let's get on to our other good brother, man, coming to the mic, coming to the Apollo Get Down stage, our good brother, Sir Lauren. Good
gentlemen,
with you, sir.
Gentlemen.
Sir Lawrence.
Indeed.
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year, brother.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's interesting that we got the triple twos going, and there's something to that, you know.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is good to hear you, brother. Want to thank you for coming through. And we hope that you're going to enjoy your time on the Get Down Apollo Theater version of Harlem Jazz Recital.
Yes. Yeah, I'm enjoying this because, you know, it's interesting because I had a chance, years ago to step into the Apollo. And,
Right.
This was back before the towers came down and everything. I was on a job assignment, and I went to Harlem and I wanted to see everything, you know. Oh yeah, I gotta go see the Apollo Theater, you know, that kind of thing. It was a good history lesson, for sure.
Nice. My man. Well, listen here. Before we send you out on the stage, did you rub the log, man? Did you rub the log?
Yes, and I appreciate the background on that. I had no idea. I always wondered what that was all about, but now that I got the background on it.
All right, good stuff. Now, please let everybody know where you're from and what you are about to do, and then go ahead and get on down.
Well, straight out of Atlanta, and you know, sometimes when the mood is set, things happen. So this piece is called "The Knock." The Knock. Sitting between moonlight and the glow from the candles shimmering off the wine glass. An unexpected knock. Pouring this time-honored process, I said, come in. The handle turned with curious anticipation. The door with a practice, you are going to enjoy this. Slowly opened. She stood in the framework, delivering a serious Kodak moment. My left eyebrow rose. I looked at the crushed grapes, then back at her, and she said, "Is that a cab? And is there enough for two?" Without a word, I produced a second glass, adding, "I hear boy-girl fun is underrated." She, I think it's who's participating. Me. Women in suede shoes are sexy. She. Men who notice also notice. Me. Is introduction necessary? She. I've done my homework. I'm here to help you with yours. Me. We can do a massage with or without restrictions. She. Would you mind refilling my glass? Me. Did you lock the door? Sir Lawrence.
Ooh. Ooh.
Man.
Ooh. Please, sit down. Let the man be smooth. Sit down. You always getting up trying to get everybody. Sit down. Sir Lawrence, see what you got her up out of her seat. You was the first one to get her.
You got Miss Sylvia standing up.
You got her out of her seat.
Her dad.
You got Miss Sylvia standing up, shaking her hand in the air, saying, boy, you go. You go, boy. You go, brother.
You know, like,
I love this piece.
Right on.
Yeah. I love this piece, and it is perfectly smooth. With that sentimental mood playing in the background, brother, I dig this piece. Something awful. Van Meadows, what did you say?
Man, I'm trying to get a word in edgewise. If she would just stop screaming. The
Come on
done,
now, sit down, girls.
Bitten. Sit down, please, sit down. Sit down. It's okay. Sir Lawrence, hey, man, listen.
Right on.
There's something about when some jazz is playing and you decide that you got to spit over some jazz. I watched your whole cadence go into a whole different zone. And the confidence in your piece when you was spitting it, my man. That's all I'm going to say, like Denzel, my man.
My man.
My man. We shall appreciate that, man. You know, y'all be setting the bar, so brother got to come with it.
Hey, man, we appreciate you for coming with it, bro, because you surely did that. You surely did that.
Without question.
Well, man, get on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, and just like we told La Perla Negra, get ready to dance real slow. I mean real slow. You had the slow drag, bro. Slow drag.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. I might need to make a beeline.
Then make a beeline on the A train, brother.
Make it, bro. All right, brother. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen,
one,
sir, a.k.a.
One
Sir
One love,
Lauren.
One mic.
One love,
hey,
one
check
mic.
This out. I took your advice, man. That's going to be the title of my second book.
My
nice.
Mic. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good job, brother. Good, man, I love it, man. I love it. I can't wait, brother. I can't wait.
Right on. Right on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence on his way to the Get Down Apollo Theater dance floor. Hey, man, listen, we're going to do something different tonight, Jay. You know how we usually play a promo? We're going to do a live
mm-hmm.
promo right here, right now.
Come on. Come on now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, where you definitely know who we be. No imitations. no fakes, just Epiphany Radio. Take your socks off, baby, baby. Now, are we ready to keep this party going, my brother?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Who, I say, who do we have in the wings?
Man, I'm so excited to hear this because, ladies and gentlemen, it is none other than Miss VIP. Hey, Miss VIP.
Hello, Poetic. Hello, J-Rob.
Well, hello, Miss VIP. I hope you're appreciating the kind of music that we're playing that complements that sultry voice you tend to bring on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I am digging it. It's very nice.
No problem. Ms. VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Before I ask Vinnie to turn the spotlight on, do me a favor. Well, answer the question. Are you a jazz fan?
I am.
Excellent.
Just a little bit.
Hey, listen, we're not asking you to dance yet. We just want to know if you're a fan yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, if you happen to have your piece ready, what we want to do today is keep it so smooth and sultry, just like your voice. Let everybody know where you're from. Tell them what you're about to do, and then go on ahead and get on down.
All right. Well, I'm from the Philly Sound, and relocated to Jacksonville, Florida. And this piece is called Tour. He met me at Madison Square Garden. Said, I beg your pardon. Will you take my hand? I want you to experience my land. We went down to take the train, passed by a man playing a saxophone who didn't have a home. But he played like jazz was his life while people passed by. The A-Trade came. We stepped on and people were singing. I truly enjoyed it. We hopped trains to Harlem. I was truly in awe. The famous Cotton Club stood. Cab Calloway instantly came to mind. That man could scat, but my favorite was Minnie the Moocher, singing the Blues Brothers. He wasn't the only one. There were many others like Pamela Fleming, who played the heck out of the trumpet. His spoken word, too. I acted like a tourist. I'm serious. It's true. But there was more. As we stepped off another train to another, I started to dig this brother. He told me about the Apollo Theater, which was a cool place. It was a talent show where all the people liked to go. But my favorite was Duke himself. There could be no one else. Billy Strayhorn was another great who collaborated with him on Take the Train, yet did his own thing with Less light. We walked some, and the music of jazz and swing flowed through my veins. I could not thank this brother enough. There were some beautiful spots in New York City, from the Loft. He held my hand as we boarded the last train back to Madison Square Garden. We stepped off. He said, I beg your pardon, lovely lady. I can't wait to see you again. That's that piece.
Ooh.
Look at you taking the tour. Tell her about it, Van.
She got Ray Chew in the band. They had to stop playing and put in the audio track. They said, hold on, we got to hear this. We see you, Ray Chew, in the band. We see you. Sandman thought he was coming out, but he had to go back in the back. We gave him the night off. But this right here, man, I love the references. And when you said Cotton Club, oh, my God. It was like the glue of the piece. So that was a dynamite piece. Dynamite piece. J-Rob, what say you?
Listen, I can actually listen to her walking through the streets of Harlem, telling people about the folks that she's mentioning, and just all of a sudden she just happens to look up at the marquee, notices that she's at the Apollo, and she says, two of my boys is in there tonight. And she walks through the doors and she sees Van Meadows and J-Rob, and she begins to tell this particular story, and it's just dope. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
deeply appreciate you.
You ready to mosey on over to Get Down dance floor and show them moves? I mean, real slow. I mean, real slow. Just sway to the music. Just sway to the jazz. Let the jazz fill your soul.
I can do that. I'm ready.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the dance floor with that sexy, sultry voice of hers, with that dynamite show that she had on last night, let everybody know what else you got going on in the Epiphany Universe before we usher you along.
Well, on Ultimate Friday, I have the show Express Your Vibe, where you come in as yourself, whatever's on your mind, express it. And I always say, don't suppress it, express it. So it's at 9 p.m. on Epiphany Radio. Y'all meet me there.
All right.
All right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now going over there, one love, one mic.
Oh, one love, one mic, gentlemen.
Indeed, indeed.
My goodness. J-Rob, the wise son. Do you hear all of this, man? Do you hear all of this?
Hey, man, you don't hear me complaining. I'm loving the poets. I'm loving the poetry. I'm digging that sentimental mood. I don't have no mo better blues. And I'm straight digging the vibe.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Man, I am doing phenomenal. I mean, just phenomenal. These vibes is like everything tonight. You know, it's real relaxed. I got, for the first time in life, I got me a cigar and a glass of cognac.
And I'm sipping.
And I'm just enjoying this moment right now. And look, listen.
Mm-hmm.
We got another poet, bro, that we got to bring to the mic. And listen, man, I've been a fan of this brother ever since I heard him speak his first poet live on the air. Brother, we have none other than our good brother, Chris the Gifted, a.k.a. Divine Demon. What's good, my brother?
What's going down? Get down.
What's happening?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to both of you. How y'all feeling?
Hey.
Feeling great, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I can't complain.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Man, listen.
It's good to hear from you, brother.
It really is.
As the bougie people say, it's good to be heard.
My man. Indeed. Man, and I was just going to say, man, that I really hope that you are digging the vibes tonight, because you are a smooth brother, and I know that you appreciate the jazz in the background. We've seen and heard the stuff that you write, so we know how smooth you can lay it down.
Don't do that, man. Don't put all the pressure on us. Please do not do that.
Well, listen, man, listen. Welcome to the Get Down Apollo Theater. brother, did you touch the log? I didn't know. I didn't see if you touched the log on your way out. Did you touch the log? You touched the log.
You got to touch the tree of hope. There you go.
All right. My man, my man. So listen, listen. The lights have been dimmed. We done had Miss, we done had her sit down. We done had her sit down. Because I already know what it's about to be, but we done had her sit down. So we want you to tell the people where you're from and get on out there, man, and do your thing. Get down.
Well, I hail from the Midwest, a little place called Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Most people know it of close to Green Bay, but it's an hour and a half south of Chicago. Also known as the Dairy State. So I told J-Rod before this started, I love jazz, but I'm not from Harlem, so I didn't really identify with Harlem jazz, but I wanted to write a piece to kind of touch on the topic. So if I'm off a bit, just forgive me. So my piece goes like this. This ain't Harlem, but it's just a little sass. It ain't Harlem, but I got something for that ass. Now sit back, kick back, as I drop a bit of jazz. Were you ever in love here? With this facade I displayed? You asked me to lead you. I led you to the end. First thing you found meanings of my messages, my lover and friend. You're lost in a poet's pen. See, we were closer than close, but not closer than most. You were the yin to my yang, and we'll never part. Check this. We were passion as fashion, no smashing for trends. You were devastated, captivated, and lost in a poet's pen. Visions of us parting never once came to my sight. Our chakras made love. Our hearts danced all night. Then you began to choke on my ink and began to sink. I cried before you died, closed my eyes and said, amen. No way to rescue you. I can't GPS you. Because you're lost in a poet's pen. In peace, Krista Gifted.
Man.
My man. I have to ask a question.
Yes, sir.
Brother, was that Masquerade playing in the background?
Absolutely, it was.
My man. My man, Van Metal. This brother is not just gifted, musically inclined, and an all-around talent. I love this piece, but as soon as I heard the high note in Masquerade, I said, he has arrived. He has arrived.
Indeed.
You know what, Rob? I knew you would pick up on that. I knew you would.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
I thought it was going to. I'm gonna be honest, because we talked about smoothness, right? I thought the brother was gonna lower the octave and just start singing a little bit, you know, lost in a poet's pen, because that sounds like a good little hook. I'm lost in a poet's pen, lost in a poet's and grow. That's what I'm talking about, nah. Bro. Smooth, man. Very smooth, man. Very smooth. This was a dynamite piece, man. Glad to hear you here tonight, brother. Yes, sir.
Thank you. You know, what's funny about what you said, man, is you know how the original song, I'm sure both of y'all know, I know for a fact, J-Rob knows, the original song, when he sings, he does that shibidoo-doo-doo in the beginning, and it gets raw high.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I was going to play that and try to sing it. I was going to try to do that, but I'm like, I would look like a complete fool, and I'm not no idiot, so I'm not going to even try to match. I'm not going to try to do that on the radio and embarrass myself for the rest of my life. So I said, nope, I'm not going there. And then I was going to try to mix it in, again, switch to the other instrumental side of it. I was like, I couldn't get the timing right, so I said, forget it. But I really wanted to play that part because it's so smooth when he comes in the intro. I should have hollered out to CW and tried to get a real quick little blur, but I didn't have time. But I really thought about that. Just to really throw y'all off.
No, man, it was dope.
This is absolutely incredible. And I love that.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, well, listen, we're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, Paddle Theater version, play some more jazz, and I want you to stick around, man, because we're going to play a little intermission. You know how to do it, the Paddle had a little intermission, little commercials. We're going to play a little intermission and get another smooth piece ready. Everybody that's here, get another piece ready because we want to hear some more. We want to hear some more. So get another piece
wow.
ready. It's not that often on the Get Down you get to do a second piece, but tonight is that night.
Wow. All right. That's heavy pressure right there. That's some severe pressure, but I'm trying to rise to the occasion. I'm going to keep listening to the smooth jazz, so I'm definitely going to do that.
My brother. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor while we get this intermission because, you know, it's going to be the lineup. We got Sir Lawrence, Divine Demon, La Pearl La Negra, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. We're going to get it in tonight. We got some time left, and we got some more jazz. So, one love, one mic, my brother.
All right, cool.
All right, y'all. You know, there's another track, jazz cut, or you know what, J-Rob, I'm just gonna play this and let's
just play, man.
What does it spur in everybody's poetic vein?
Just give it to him, man.
Hello, baby. I had to call you on the phone. Hello, baby. I had to call you on the phone. 'Cause I'm feeling so lonesome, and Daddy wants his baby home. It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame.
Jelly, the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. Whoo!
That low down dirty shame. That took me back for a second, brother. There's a movie called The Soldier Story. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time I heard this song from Jelly Roll Morton. Because he sang Low Down Dirty Shame, and oh my God, it was an incredible piece of work. Y'all better get up on this jazz, y'all, because we about to take y'all someplace you haven't been in a long time.
Let me get out theme music back on for the night. All right. Ready for a round two, y'all. Round two. First up, we're going to go to Sir Lawrence. Since it was a whole tie throughout the whole show, Sir Lawrence, you gotta go back to the stage one more again. You ready, brother?
Indeed, sir. Indeed. That was I think I got a compliment to go with that jelly jelly.
Yes, sir.
Man, hold up now. Hold up now. We can switch that. Hold. Go ahead, brother. Get on down.
Mending the fence. Looking, noticing from afar. Checking out the advantages that make her a woman. The bench has been good with smooth volleys. I came back drawn by your steps. Got me feeling like a champion breed with a bone that needs to be buried. You are like a star that shines in spite of the sun. True luster I would polish in every way. I want your skin in so we can do this every day. I want to hold you like moonbeams in a jar. Make your toes pop like musical notes. She said, let's take baby steps. Sure, but my love is in her. You be like having all the right stuff between two bones. Even the steps the baby takes him across the street if you're not paying attention. Would a union make us better off than we are? Or would you rather discuss something else? Your lives.
My man. My man. I might say, would you like to discuss something else?
Yeah.
I hear you, bro. All right, bro. We're going to send you back to the dance floor, man. Mm. Ooh. Ooh, ooh. Dynamic
that right
game.
There.
I'm sorry.
That right there.
Forgive me. Take me out of here, bro.
That right there, Sir Lawrence. Man, I know I'm supposed to keep it smooth, but you just caught me by surprise with that because the way you gave it, and I just pictured everything. That was incredible ink, bro.
Right on.
It's safe to say, I love that piece, brother. I love that piece. You go.
Mm. Come on.
My man. My man. Hey, man, I'm good. You know, dynamic, bro. Get on
right
back
on.
To that dance floor, brother. One love, one mic.
Beeline.
Man.
I love that piece.
Yeah, I love that piece too. And he was right. It did go real good with Jelly Jelly. It went real good with Jelly Jelly. All right, go ahead.
No. I was going to say, I might want mine to be played behind some Jelly Jelly.
Hey, you know what? We can play Jelly Jelly now.
Yeah. Round one was Sentimental Mood.
Yeah, we can go back.
Round two is Jelly Jelly.
Jelly Jelly. Let's get Divine Demon back up in here. Divine Demon, like we said, round one was tight. Everybody was a tie, man. You ready?
Hey,
I'm
not totally ready. I'm going to ask for a special favor and give me like 10 minutes to finish writing this piece because I'm writing as we speak.
Ooh.
All right, go ahead, bro.
We'll come back to you.
No worries. We'll come back to you.
Appreciate it. Okay.
All right. So we're gonna go on down to the local Philly joint, La Perla Negra. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. All right, hold on 1 second.
Now, do you want Jelly? You want Jelly Jelly? You want me to give you something softer, like maybe a little bit of this.
Mm-hmm. That'll work. That'll definitely work.
Well, go ahead and get
That'll
on
work.
Down.
Thank you. All right, y'all, this is Untitled. In the midst of winter's flow, the embering of leaves fall as fall leaves, the tawny hues of the once rich green life that danced with the wind lie huddled on frost-layered soil, whispering in the welcoming of the cold, a time for release. Renewal is coming. Wounds left from blades burned by experience are now just stains of the past, and I am now age's transparent beauty left open for love. True love grows best in the soil of emotions passionately expressed. So bless me with your transparency. There is no darkness here, because I am receptive to truth, and my love will never prick like the thorns of past roses you picked from different gardens. Allow me to comfort you. I want you to love me without fear, because I know that the waterfalls that come from the most pain aren't the ones you see flooding your eyes. They're the hidden ones falling from your heart. Allow me to be your peace in a world that is unkind, and know that the sweetness of my nectar never sours, because God is always at the center of this partnership, and your heart is safe with me, because it will always be in his hands. Release your spirit to the comfort I'll provide, and make my heart your home. Grow with me, because not only will I love you with everything in me on your good days, but even harder when you're at your worst, because I am your number one fan. Next day, peace.
Ooh. J-Rock. J-Rock.
Brother Man, when I ask this sister to stretch her pen, there are days that she pretends that her and her pen are strangers and don't know each other. And then she comes around and introduces us to a piece like this. And it proves what I've said all along. There is an intimate connection between pen, paper, and person. And she just proved it with this piece.
Wow. Thank you.
I rest my pen. I rest my pen.
Thank you.
As Maxwell is saying, very mellow, smooth. Very mellow, smooth. And it was just right, right on time. I'm glad we changed up the song for this piece, because this was dynamite. Well worth it.
Thank you.
Well worth it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Whew, man, y'all making it hard. The Apollo audience, the Get Down Apollo audience is they don't know who to vote for right now. They don't know who to vote for. But
Vinny just keeps asking me what lights to put on. I'm like, just figure
right,
it out,
right,
Vinny.
Right.
Just figure it out,
man. Just figure it out. Just figure it out.
Oh,
but
thank you.
But listen, we're gonna send you back to the dance floor so we can bring up J Rob the Wise Son. One love, one mic. Wise son.
Yes, sir.
You ready, my brother?
I am so ready.
Go ahead and get on down.
Ladies and gentlemen, who am I? I am Cupid's confrontational cousin. I am poetry's unofficial guardian angel. Just so that you know that the person in between the pages or what you are about to read should be one of the best stories that you would ever want to read about. And instead of using the mud that is slung at us to build huts as high as skyscrapers out of acceptable behavior, how about we talk about the things that we've been through and what we've been through? And whatever we've been through hasn't broken you and created a better version of you, because we stand on the shoulders of those who have done a hell of a lot more with so much less. Whereby you can now liquidly lace loudly different pages and passages of who you were always meant to be. Because every step you take reaffirms your ancestral place in history. And I swear before all of the ancestors, it is about time that you get some shine. And so I rest my pen.
My man. Do y'all hear the wise son? So smooth. So jelly. Ooh.
So jelly.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Dynamic ink.
Yes, sir. But hey, don't let me enjoy this jelly roll alone, Van Meadows. Vinny just waved his hand at me and said he's ready. He don't want me to yell his name out anymore. So let me slide to the left a little bit and put you in front of this audience. And Miss Sylvia's going to jump up because I know how you get down. But would you please, before she jumps up, please get on down.
Absolutely, bro. Last night my heart wrote a song, each harmony described where I belong, in the embrace of your arms, suppressing all harms, because the hooks reminded me this is a safe place. The broken down walls allows transparency's grace. The more I wrote, the more I can feel each instrument, strumming the pain and beating the bass with large increments. In my head, she and I are there. And I'm about to prepare for the greatest performance that life can gift any man, just one more chance. The next set of lyrics played out on just keys, black and white chords of rhythmic sounds, like heaven's angels' harps radiating leaps and bounds into my musical foreplay. Between the paper, my words, and just what she may say, the musical arrangements must eloquently define how I feel brilliantly. Forget charts and awards and other. The only thing that matters is she feels our connection, like poetic harmonies mixed with love's chatter. Then in that moment, the song is sung. For the ambiance of her smile, while air fills my lung, and the excitement of a song so worthy to describe. Describe this love I'm feeling makes me vocally alive. As I sing my new poetic song, what can go wrong? I love you. From the mind of Poetic.
So you on this I love you thing, while you have a glass of cognac in your hand, telling somebody I love you. And they're trying to take a quick pull of their Newport. He's like, nah, you need to pay attention. I love you. Did you not hear the words? I gave you three options, and none of them consisted of yeses and nos. I said, I love you. Bruh, you go ahead with your bad self. This is smooth poetry.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. I appreciate that. Sit down.
Gotta give
please
credit where it's done, man. Sylvia, keep stop. Stop.
Oh,
stop. No heat. No. 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 Sylvia's a trip, bruh. Sylvia's a trip. Oh, my God.
She's something else, bro. She's something else.
She really is.
But listen, we're going to go back to our brother, Divine Demon. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on?
You ready? You ready, brother?
Yeah. Well, I have one question. Do I have to use a jelly song? Or can I use my own?
Man, you can use your own, brother. Let me go ahead and play jelly. Go ahead and get on down, bro.
They said he could spit. For any reason, held women and men captive like treason. Summer, winter, fall, he was seasoned. So what was the purpose? Did his words really serve us? I guess his verse made him swoon and he made us nervous. They said it could rhyme any time, even when his lips closed. I ain't lying. Men said his pain was strong. Women said his ink was fine. Because he could spit for any reason. He could spit at any time for any reason. He could flow in the wind. I guess he was breathing. He was cold as a motherfucker's mother sucker. He'd be beasting. Because he could craft a rhyme at any time for no reason. But dig this. He'd be that man, Divine Demon. Rewind that. It ain't scripted. You get it? It's crystal gifted. In peace.
Ooh.
So you put us on hold to grab an angel by her wings so that you can fly in the heavens with her. Is this what I'm hearing, brother? Is this what I'm hearing?
I did my best considering circumstances.
My man.
I'm just saying, that's what I heard. I'm sure Van heard the same thing. Did you?
Yeah, I definitely heard the same thing. Definitely heard the same
thing.
That's
all I'm saying.
Without question.
That's all I'm saying.
Without question.
That's all I'm saying.
No, but no. Let me give you just a little background. I was frantically trying to go through YouTube trying to find a good song for my background music, and it came up with George Duke, and I said, and the first one was No Rhyme, No Reason. I said, yeah, I can dig that. So that's what I wrote to.
My man.
And the beat was so smooth, I just had to go with it.
Nah, go ahead, bro. Finish your thought.
No, I was just saying that beat was so smooth, the way he was hitting those keys, I just had to go with it. So I did the best I could, like I said, based on the conditions.
You know, man, this piece was this piece was everything, bro. And you were so good, man, that you took a few moments to write this on the spot while
right
in the show. And I always loved that. I always loved that level of creativity. And brother, we thank you for rising to it and coming in with your own theme song, bro. That's what I call gifted, bro. That's what I call gifted.
Listen. Hence Chris the Gifted.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Come on, stop playing.
Hey, man, let me put this out into the atmosphere. Hold on. We only got a few of us here. Let me put this out in the atmosphere real quick. Let me open up Danielle's mic and Sir Lawrence's mic.
Okay.
And I want to have a quick dialogue. Which instrument gets you to your soul the most? Is it piano? Is it guitar? Or is it one of the horns, the sax, the trombone? Which one? Which one would you say gets to you in your soul and you just be feeling it? Which one? Sir Lawrence, let's start with you. Sir Lawrence, you muted? You probably muted.
Yeah, I'm muted. What's up? What we got?
Sorry, did you hit
on round three?
No. Did you hear the question that I just posed, my brother?
Come on, man. I lost track. I'm sitting up here listening to anything and everything. Come on. Talk to me.
All right. So here was my question. Which instrument, when it comes to jazz, really gets to you in your soul? Is it the piano keys? Is it the guitar, the bass? Or is it any one of the horns, the sax, the jazz, the trombone, the which one of those would you say for you?
You know, that's a unique question, man, because you know, the keyboards, man, the keyboards can set a mood, you know, not taking anything away from the other instruments at all. But the keyboard can really set a mood by.
And
interesting enough, I discovered this instrument called the trombone.
Mm.
And you play it. It works off of your magnetic field. And it's weird, but it's got a sound, and I can forward you this link. The guy is playing it, and it's pretty smooth.
Yeah. Forward me the link. I'd like to see that. Thank you for sharing that. La Pearl of Negra.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm always gonna be a sax girl. Always. I love every instrument, but something about sax, the way it can go up in its tone and then just smooth out and go down for, man, sax. The saxophone. Any day.
I feel you. Divine Demon.
Well, I have two, and they run kind of neck and neck. I would say sax, say please.
You said the sax and the keys?
I said the sax is sexy, but the keys make you say please.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Hey, see, that's some smooth stuff, J-Rob. You hear that, brother? You see how smooth he is, right? See how smooth he is. You know what?
Keys make you say please.
Keys make you say, you know what? For me, it's the keys, then the sax. But I saw this brother live play this bass. Mm. And when I tell you this brother played this bass like nobody's business, some of y'all might know him. Former basketball player, passed away by the name of Wayman Tisdale.
Yeah.
Mm. When I saw that brother play that bass like it was nobody's business, I was like, I might have to rethink this thing, because he had that thing sounding good. I mean, he sounded good.
He made that guitar talk.
Man. J-Rob, wise son, what say you?
For me, it would depend on what I'm writing, but I have to start out with a saxophone.
My man.
And again, it depends on what I'm writing, because if I'm writing something that I really feel passionate about, I'm hearing Miles Davis's trumpet spit.
Mm.
And if I'm getting really aggressive, I'm getting some Dizzy Gillespie. But if I'm feeling really smooth with it, I got to get some Charlie Parker or some John. I got to get some Coltrane. And then with Divine Demon, man, I got to hit them keys like the Thelonious Monk. give me, you know, some Max Roach, and then I'm in a different plane of existence.
Man, y'all know.
But I got to start with those.
Y'all know who can play the piano, who can play them keys, like real, oh, my God. Oh, my God. My girl, Alicia Keys, man, she can play that piano.
Yeah, ooh, she does. Yeah.
Ooh, she can't. I'm going to give y'all something. I'm going to give y'all something. Louis Armstrong is that dude because he's the cat everybody looking up to, him and Miles.
Mm-hmm.
But if y'all get an opportunity, please get a chance. I'm going to post it in the event page. Please take a listen to some Trombone Shorty. This young man has been playing since he was a teenager with Wynton Marsalis. I saw him at 12 years old playing with Wynton Marsalis. And now this cat is incredible. I'm going to post one of my favorite trombone shorties, but he plays a trombone, and he's a trumpeter because he looked up to Wynton, who looked up to Miles, who looked up to Louis Armstrong. So it's all within that same vein. When they say he was standing on shoulders, musically, this is exactly what this young brother's doing. And ladies and gentlemen, when y'all take a trip with me in Van for the next couple of weeks, next week when we dive into Philly jazz, wait till you hear what we're about to play. When we dive into that Baltimore jazz, you're gonna be like, you gotta be kidding me. And when we end it with New Orleans, we taking y'all on a trip somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Just right. Yeah. We starting 2022 off on a vibe, y'all. Just grab hold and just become a part of this vibe called the Get Down.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, y'all. I'm going to mute these mics back. Thank y'all so much, Sir Lawrence, Divine Demon, La Perla Negra. Man. What a dynamic show, bro. This has been an amazing show. Amazing show.
Very much so. Very, very,
let's bring in this latecomer man who probably ain't got no clue what the show is about. But we're going to keep it smooth. We're going to keep it smooth because it's our brother. Just J. What's good, bro?
I beg you, tell me what the show is about.
See, I knew it.
The show is about poetry. Because you came in late. That's all you get.
I know what it's about then.
The show's about poetry.
That's it.
The show's about poetry. You came in late, you don't get all the other perks. The show's about poetry.
I'm getting some stripped down show tonight, I see.
The show's about poetry. That's all you're getting. The show's about poetry.
Everybody else got the full mind. I get the half a show.
Because they came
man,
in
you really
to enjoy the
you
flavor.
You getting about 3 minutes, bro. Everybody else been here for 2 hours, man. Where you been?
Oh, man. I was going to try to ride the wave in, but y'all put me on the spot like 7-Up. I feel y'all, though. I feel y'all.
No, what's good, bro?
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling, man?
How you doing, though?
I'm feeling good. Man, y'all sound like y'all had a great night tonight. Y'all still, I'm looking at the damage and the carnage that's already went on through y'all conversation right now. I appreciate the overview.
Listen, this is the whole, this is the kind of vibe we trying to get on for 2022, brother.
You may have
came in on the back end of that, but you still a part of it, so come on with it. Tell them about it, Van.
Hey, man, listen, tonight it's the Get Down Apollo Theater version. Smooth jazz, as you can tell by the jazz playing in the background. So tonight, before you get down with your piece, we want you to make sure you rub the log now, the Tree of Hope. Make sure you rub it now. And then let everybody know where you're from, and then get on out there and get on down.
You guys are real creative, man. All right. Get the old rub on. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jared King. I'm going to do a little bit of poetry for y'all tonight. If we have any couples out there, this will be poetry about love. One day I found love. Love has always been searching for me, but I fed it with a long-handled spoon. Love desired me. She admired me. So I held her captive and starved her to death many times, like grapes to love withered on the vine. But I too had been loved, but I was conditional, with expectations as vast as the earth in the midst of the universe. But unfortunately, the conditions were exponential and quite unsimple. A shaky foundation, nothing for certain, always working on something, but it was really much of nothing. She say crap and I say butter. I took others for granted. As I recanted, this is a Cantor's resuscitation at the foot of this basement. Had horrible floral arrangements. I just couldn't stage it, with more crap than waste can manage. As my pride I brandished like a badge of honor. And from what I saw, it was all for nothing. Now no more EF fives, because now EF Hutton had to listen. Change some positions, unbreak some busted missions. It's all burning if the kids ain't learning. Stove hot the pot, set the pot. Cats be purring, but I'm a man, and I ain't running. Listen, heading to the store to get something. But I'm good, and I don't need nothing. I'm black and not rushing nothing for nothing. I got to leave something other than unwarranted destruction. But now I'm dancing to another percussion, the power of discussion. Not crushing under the boot or burning bridges, just to watch them cook. Boom.
Ooh. He took it back to the kitchen.
Yes, he
did. Back to the kitchen.
Yes,
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you.
Yeah,
and I'm digging this. Taking it back to the kitchen. I hear you, baby.
Yeah, man, you know,
taking it back
mixing,
to the kitchen,
mixing
right?
Up,
I got you,
mixing
there,
up some poetry love gumbo in the pot. Come on, baby, stir.
Got the big ladle.
Stir
get,
in.
Getting it
stir
cooking.
Your
getting,
love.
Getting
yes,
it cooking.
Sir.
That's
yes,
what I'm talking about.
Stir the pot. You stir the pot real nice and slow, like. Because you got to make sure all the ingredients with that poetry comes out the way you want it. There you go.
Yes, sir.
I'm digging that.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I'm
sir.
Digging that.
Dynamic, bro. Dynamic. This is some
thank
serious
you
stuff.
Appreciate
it, bro. Absolutely. Now, before we send you to the Get Down dance floor, man, we're going to ask you the same question that we asked everybody else. When it comes to jazz, which instrument gets to your soul the most? Keys, guitar, or bass, or one of the horns? What say you, brother?
Man, if you had to do the horns in there, it was going to be real easy. It's going to be that old bass. Horns, man, I like to hear a good trumpet play right, because it's not an easy instrument to play right. And when it's done right, it looks incredible.
That's
okay.
What I'm talking about. That's
I'm
what I'm talking
you
about.
I'm with you on
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh
yeah, yeah. It's incredible that the sound that it makes, and they do it slow, and they pulling it on through there, and the rest of that you can see that the player just using his strain to go ahead and not go into it, and using that real small slow breath, it makes jazz sound good.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know that's right.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, good brother,
I can appreciate that.
Send you one over. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yes,
we're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man. And like J-Rob said, man, next week, we're going to be in Philly, y'all. We're going to be in Philly.
Road
we
trip.
We're going to be eating up some cheese steaks. We're going to be making it do what it do. So stick around, brother. Enjoy the remainder of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Jess G. One love, one mic.
Y'all be, yes, sir.
Man, I'm glad we let him spit, man. That was dynamic. Glad we let him spit.
I like that. Right up the kitchen.
Absolutely.
I did that.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio. tomorrow night. Well, it's up in the air right now for Express Your Vibe. We'll let you know if it's going to be a show or not. But Saturday night is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is going to be The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is going to be Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, y'all, is going to be those sexy divas, La Pearl, La Negra, and Miss VIP in the Love Zone. And we'll be right here next week for another edition of the Get Down, coming at you from Philly. Because I can't wait to sink my teeth into a cheese stick with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Don't get my mouth to watering too soon, man.
All right, bro. All right, bro. We got to wait. Let's get it back. Man, I'm going to tell you, I can't remember which place it was in Philly. I know Danielle or for real to know which one it is. But it is one of the famous cheese stick spots. There's two of them. And, bruh, went in there, man. And I didn't know what I was expecting to see. I didn't know what I was expecting to see, right? I was just expecting to see meat and cheese, right? No, brother, these cats had lines like it was cocaine, brother. They had lines like it was cocaine. One had cheese, some had no cheese, some had American cheese, some had provolone, some had cheese with. I was like, bruh, where y'all got this cheese from? But man, let me tell y'all, I ain't gonna lie to you. It was some of the best cheesesteak I had in Philly. I ain't gonna lie. But you can always get a good cheesesteak somewhere else. But when you go to Philly,
brother,
and a cheesesteak is a must. It is a must.
It is an absolute must. There's this place that's not too far from where Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, the CEO of Epiphany Radio. There's a spot not too far from where he resides. Man, let me tell you something. They make a 2-foot-long cheesesteak. They got a chicken sandwich that's 2 feet long. Oh, my sweet Jesus. And like you said, the lines are like they're selling crack because the sandwiches are crack-infused. I'm going to enjoy Philly with you, bro. I got a couple of places for you. We're going to have some fun.
Oh yeah, listen. You know, I don't mind standing in line in a grocery store. I don't mind standing in line to get tickets or, you know, to get into an arena. But brother, when I gotta stand in line to get a cheesesteak, bruh, that is a whole nother adventure. But we'll see y'all next week. Last words, we'll start with my brother J-Rob, the wise son.
Listen, like Denzel Washington said, mo better makes it mo better. And I enjoyed tonight because tonight was our version of mo better. What better way to kick off 2022 than with you, Van Meadows, and every single one of you poets that decided to stop through today. This was absolutely more than I expected. And may I please allow me to get a shout out to my good brother, our good brother, Eric Crow Draven. Thank you for tuning in, good brother. When the time is right and the opportunity presents itself, we would love to have you on the Get Down. We love you and we appreciate everything you do in the name of poetry. And Van Meadows, you and all the rest of those poets that blessed the mic tonight are in that same space in my heart. Love y'all and love this. Happy New Year, Van. Let's get it.
Absolutely, good brother. Thank you so much, man. Listen, man. Listen. First of all, let me address the Epiphany Radio universe. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we thank you for taking time out and joining us on the first Get Down of the new year. Let's continue to have some fun. Let's continue to do some amazing poetry. Let's continue to raise the bar and stretch our pens. To my co-host, my brother, my friend J-Rob, the wise son, amen. I have not had so much fun on the show other than this one with you, brother. And that's because of the dynamic poet, the dynamic person, and your dynamic pen that you bring to the table. Brother, I love you, man, and we're going to keep doing this thing, man. As long as there's breath in my body, we're going to keep doing this thing.
Oh, absolutely,
to
man.
CEO of Epiphany Radio, my brother, we look forward to bringing Epiphany Radio to new heights in 2022 with your vision and our dedication and our commitment. We are excited, and we're here for the long haul. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you on the next show. One love, one mic. Take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Peace, y'all.
Peace.